Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of Leo Tolstoy's Anna Karenina, a gripping new adaptation written by Leslie Hart and directed by Polina Kalinina and featuring Lindsay Campbell in the title role. The show is on Saturday, June 24th at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour of the stage and set at 12:30 p.m. Before the performance, there will be a recap of these introductory notes beginning at 2:15 p.m. Anna Karenina lasts for approximately 2 hours and 25 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The performance will be described by Jake Hayes. The following recording lasts 12 and a half minutes and includes information about the set, characters, and costumes, followed by access information, content warnings, and contact details for the venue. Anna Karenina takes place in a wide range of locations, including Moscow, St. Petersburg, as well as rural locations in Russia and Italy. The production has a minimal set and uses a variety of props to conjure up the different locations. Some scenes from Tolstoy's original text have been spliced together for dramatic effect. We're sometimes in more than one location at the same time, or witnessing characters discussing the scene after it has happened. I will try to make this as clear as possible during the description. Set notes. Suspended above the stage is a striking sculptural decoration around 6 feet high. A bronze spiral wraps around a knotted central pole with sharpened battens protruding along the length. The decoration occasionally revolves, catching the light and creating silhouettes. It also rises and falls at key points during the play. A purple panelled wall surrounds the stage, broken up in its lower half by two rectangular archways on either side. Characters also enter through two more ornate arches at the front. The lower half of the rear wall is a screen, which slides across to reveal different locations. When closed, this appears to be a normal wall, broken up by vertical battens. The front right, a table, is set for dinner. A white tablecloth hangs down to the floor, the lower part decorated with a red border and fruit pattern. Six ornate spindle and mesh-backed chairs are placed around the table, one at either end and two opposite each other on the longer sides. The two chairs closest to the audience are facing away from the table. A pair of candelabra are at either end of the table, each holding 3 lit candles. There is a large, colourful fruit bowl in the centre, surrounded by several crystal wine glasses and glass bottles coloured red and blue. We first meet Anna Karenina on a platform at Moscow railway station, which is revealed when the rear screen slides across. It is a wintry scene with snowdrifts piled up behind. More intimate interiors, including Princess Betsy's apartments, are suggested by an off-white curtain which lowers from above and reaches from ceiling to floor. In the Karenins' bedroom, there is a fold-out double bed below the curtain, covered with rumpled cream-coloured silk sheets. In the country, on Levin's estate, hunting scenes take place largely in the area behind the screen. Here the sky has a pinkish hue, and yellow corn grows in front of the characters, obscuring them from the waist down. Suspended from above is a crooked branch, on which a number of pheasant perch. Other scenes are represented by the choreographed use of chairs, or simply the positioning of the characters. Now a description of Anna Karenina's significant characters. There are many costume changes during the play, so descriptions are limited to key outfits. Anna Karenina is a stylish white woman in her late 20s. She has shoulder-length curly brown hair, worn up for the first half of the play and down in the latter stages. Anna is 5'3" with a slim build and carries herself with great poise. She has an open face which is often inquisitive or sympathetic. Anna wears a variation of the same dress throughout much of the play, a high-collared, long-sleeved magenta wrap tied up at the back over a bustle and cut low to reveal underskirts in a lighter purple hue. During the ball scene, the upper part of the costume is swapped for a lower-cut, sleeveless black dress. At other points, she wears a fur-trimmed jacket, traditional riding gear, a lilac silk dressing gown embroidered with flowers, and a grey puffy-sleeved dress. Count Alexei Vronsky is an army cavalry officer in his mid-20s. 6'4" tall, he has an upright posture and often stands with hands clasped behind his back. When moving, he has a languid gait which matches his frequent mischievous expression. He is dressed, for the most part, in a long white military jacket, decorated with red and gold cavalry twill around the sleeves and collar. This is paired with matching trousers and high black riding boots. During the race scene, Vronsky wears a variation of this look, the jacket swapped for a silky white number with red sleeves and collars. When visiting the theatre, he changes into a classic black tuxedo with tails, accessorized with a loose white scarf. Prince Stepan Arkadyevich Oblonsky, mostly known as Steva, is a white man in his early 30s. He has brown curly hair, a short beard and moustache, and an expressive, angular face. Steva is Anna's brother, and like her, the consummate social operator. He likes to work the room, sometimes prancing and dancing. His clothes are in the latest fashions, and his many outfits range from a paisley print waistcoat paired with cravat to a floor-length purple bear coat and tall mink fez. Princess Daria Alexandrovna, or Dolly, is Steva's wife, a frequently pregnant woman in her early 30s. Dolly has light brown skin, full lips and freckles across her cheeks and nose. She has a careworn appearance and often supports herself with a hand on her lower back. Dolly is feisty and shows her emotions freely. Her hair is worn up throughout, and she dresses in the same emerald green dress with short puffy sleeves and a large bustle. Kostya Levin is a 31-year-old man, 5'8" tall, with a stocky build. He has an intense presence, often sitting close to people and sometimes moving awkwardly. Levin has short black afro hair and dark brown skin. He dresses for the occasion with pinstripe suits in the city, suit and tails at social events, and loose-fitting shirts and trousers in the country. Princess Ekaterina Alexandrovna Shabatskaya, or Kitty, is Dolly's younger sister. She is a bright, innocent-looking girl in her late teens with bow lips and shoulder-length blonde hair. When we meet Kitty, she wears a blue dress with a white long-sleeved blouse and blue headband. During the ice skating scene, she adds a matching bonnet and fur-trimmed jacket to the ensemble. At the ball, Kitty wears a blue gown with wide netted skirts and elbow-length gloves. In the second half, we see Kitty in traditional Russian costume, including kalkoshnik, a white crown-like headpiece. Alexei Karenin, sometimes known as Andrei, is Anna's husband. A 50-year-old white man with olive skin, he is 5'11" tall with a large build. His mid-length grey hair is slicked back in a side parting, and he wears a well-groomed grey beard. Karenin has a permanently stiff posture. Always dressed in formal tails and a bow tie, his clothes match his business-like manner. Karenin mostly wears a long, side-fastening, military-style green jacket. It has buttons on either side and is decorated with gold trim around the collar and cuffs. Seriosha is the 8-year-old son of Anna and Karenin, a child who looks frequently worried. He first appears dressed in a bear costume, worn over striped pajamas. Later, he changes into red plus fours with braces over a white shirt and black boots, then into formal suits in a more adult style. Princess Betsy is Anna's society friend and Vronsky's cousin. She is a solid, domineering presence. Her skin is light brown, and she wears a full-length mauve-coloured dress, sometimes with a matching jacket. At events, the dress has short puffy sleeves, and she accessorizes with matching gloves. Betsy is often flanked by two gossipy sidekicks. The ambassador's wife is a society woman who moves in an exaggeratedly masculine fashion and wears clothing to match, a black tail suit with a gold laurel leaf pattern on the lapels. Maya Kaya is a black man with a camp manner. He often stands with a hand on his hip and sashays when walking. Maya Kaya wears a long green jacket with military medals and a wide blue sash. Veslovsky is a friend of Steva's, a society gentleman with an arrogant manner. Over 6 feet tall, he always attempts to dominate a situation, putting a foot up on the furniture, perching on tables and leaning back in his chair. He dresses in a modern brown suit with a bright yellow tie. Frufru is Vronsky's beloved horse. Here she appears in human form, as a petite, young blonde woman dressed in riding gear with a short cane and top hat. Frufru doesn't mimic horse movement, but instead mirrors the actions of her rider. Credits. Lindsay Campbell plays Anna Karenina. Robert Akodoto is Vronsky and Veslovsky. Angus Miller plays Steva. Ray Sasse is Levin, Mayakaya, the station master, and the race commentator. Jamie Marie Leary plays Dolly and Betsy. Tallulah Grieve is Kitty, the ambassador's wife, and Frou Frou, the horse. Stephen McCall plays Karenin and Andre, the maitre d'. Henry Orchard plays Seriosha. The creative team for Anna Karenina is director Polina Kalinina, writer Leslie Hart, after Leo Tolstoy, designer Emma Bailey. The casting directors are Simone Pereira-Hyde and Anna Dawson. Lighting designer Mark Henderson, composer and sound design by Zana. The movement director is Vicky Manderson. The intimacy director is Adelaide Waldrop. Assistant director Debbie Peary. And the costume supervisor is Sophie Ferguson. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled and there is an open-air bar area outside the theatre. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. Content warnings. Anna Karenina contains abstract simulations of sex, graphic descriptions of sexual acts, explicit swearing, themes of suicide, gunshots, childbirth, and blood. There are live gunshots and harsh sounds of heavy machinery. And that is the end of this audio introduction.